the reason that I think Ernie would have been put in the jump seat is how it dissipates the fear of flying. For many people in the back of the cabin of a plane, and I include myself, I've actually got off a flight, not mid-air, but I actually stopped a flight flying to Birmingham, and I took a panic attack, had to stop the plane and literally got off. They put the steps down and I had to get off because of my fear of flying. But as a
And you're a travel writer.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've conquered it now, but I'm still a very wary flyer. But the jump seat experience, when you're sitting in the back of the cabin, you've got that wall in front of you and that locked door, and you've two members of staff in the pilot seat and the co-pilot seat, and you hear a noise, you think, oh my goodness, what's that? One in particular, after you take off and you sort of come to cruising altitude, you will hear, if you sit on the midships over the wings of any of the airplanes, you will hear this mechanical whirring sound. And I used to think, oh my goodness, what's going on? In fact, what it is the flaps coming back up after you've taken off. And what the pilots are able to do when they put you in the jump seat is they're able to explain to you, now, this is what's going to happen now. We're going to lift the ailerons. We're going to lift the flaps. We're going to do this. We're then going to retract the gear. And when we retract the gear, it will make a certain sound. So that's why they put you in the jump seat, because it can be so scary to be in the back of a plane, hear a bang or a thud, and you think your world is about you. You literally think you're going to fall out of the sky because you don't know what's happening. And the experience, and it's a wonderful course that the airlines do. They put people up, into the front, or they can put them into a simulator and explain to them all the noises that are very, very normal in an aircraft. But for a nervous flyer, it means life or death to them. So I can understand totally how these people feel and how nervous flyers feel, because it has affected me too. So, you know, it's a brilliant course. And it can be, I hate to use the word devastating, it's not devastating. It's very difficult for some families where one member can't fly. And I know of people that will have flown to Greece and the husband or the wife will have taken the slow boat to Greece, literally gone across to France, driven down and taken ferries. And it's maybe taken them 4 or 5 days to get there. So it is a dreadful affliction.
It is a very serious issue. There is no question.